Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Tenet is a highly anticipated movie. Its opening date was postponed 3 times because of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic shutdown of indoor movie theaters. It is the first major Hollywood studio motion picture in wide release since the shutdown. And perhaps most importantly, Tenet is directed by Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan, a 5-time Oscar nominee, is one of contemporary cinema's greatest directors. He's a modern-day Stanley Kubrick, nimbly navigating genres, always providing a captivating movie-going experience, and providing much food for thought after having seen his films. There's the superhero comic book-based genre of the Dark Knight trilogy, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises, in which Nolan reinterprets Batman with psychological depth and the world of Gotham City with cynicism and despair. There's a documentary style of Dunkirk, a Best Picture and Best Director Oscar nominee, where Nolan takes a straightforward, finest day for Great Britain patriotic view of a crucial World War II stance that England took against Nazi Germany. Then there are Nolan's mind-traveling, time-twisting, often bewildering films, Memento, a Best Screenplay nominee, Insomnia, Inception, a Best Picture and Best Screenplay Oscar nominee, and Interstellar. Which brings us to Tenet, a towering cinematic experience that you will probably either love or hate. The title Tenet can be defined as a principle or belief, especially one of the main principles of a religion or philosophy. The word Tenet is a palindrome, which is a word, phrase, number, or sequence of words that reads the same backward as forward. In the movie, Tenet is an espionage organization. Tenet, which starts out as a James Bond, Bourne Identity-style spy thriller with stops along the way for a Full Metal Jacket war movie, is woven throughout with Nolan's fascination with alternate universes. The plot in Tenet has to do with a secret agent attempting to prevent World War III. The secret agent, who is only known as the protagonist, must manipulate time by mastering the art of time inversion. John David Washington, as the protagonist, and Robert Pattinson, as Neil, play the spies. Dimple Kapadia plays Priya of the Tenet organization. Elizabeth Debicki plays Kat, who is married to Kenneth Branagh, who plays a Russian oligarch named Andrei Sator. Michael Caine has what amounts to a cameo role. That's about all I have to say about Tenet. For this one, dear moviegoer, you're on your own. Tenet is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense sequences of violence and action, some suggestive references, and brief, strong language. Opening September 11, I Am Woman. Anju Moon directs Evan Peters, Tilda Cobman Hervey, Daniel McDonald, and Maddie Cadropal in the music biography romantic drama about Helen Reddy, the 1970s singer-musician noted for her hit song, I Am Woman. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.